This is Biga the Odagal Podcast. Thank you, Zero Bass, for the opening song, Trippy Trigger. Hearties, this is Viga the Otagal Podcast. Oi, my bilge wraps got me some gorg, and now it's time to start this. Arr! Ha 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 ha! Tonight on the podcast, it's Pilot Day. What? Pilot Day, you ask? Arr! It's Talk Like a Pilot Day on the internets! Yeah, okay, that's enough of that. I have really terrible pirate accent. I haven't been speaking like a pirate that long. Yes, today is actually Talk Like a Pirate Day. Anyway, today, it's a special. Well, sort of a special. Still an episode. But if this is your first time listening to Viga the Odagal, choose a regular episode first. It's just a pirate special, I should say. Because I am on the side of the pirates. I'm sorry, my ninja listeners, but come on, pirates have more style and rum. Unless you're Captain Killthroat Shuriken, half pirate, half ninja. Yeah, that's a character I made up in the front row crew forums. I drew a picture of her during a pirate versus ninja thread. It was really funny. Anyway, tonight, on the menu. Okay, that's enough of that. My throat's starting to hurt, man. Anyway, today on the menu, we got a lot of pirate shit. Pirate websites, shit about pirates I found, how to talk like a pirate, and pirate webcomics. Yeah, I tried to find some pirate-themed webcomics to stay into the This is Manga and Comics Day. And this is going to be a very interesting episode. Yeah. I saved the AMV pick of the week for today because I chosen a pirate-themed AMV called Luffy is Leroy Jenkins. If you don't know who Leroy Jenkins is, where the fuck have you been? I mean, come on. It's based... It's actually from this video of this group playing World of Warcraft. And it had the famous cry, Leroy Jenkins! Basically, he fucked up their little... fucked up them trying to beat all these monsters. It's really funny. I suggest watching the original and the very well done One Piece AMV of it. Because the One Piece AMV of it was just perfect in terms of, you know, right voices and people to play and the mouth movements. Good. I also have a tiny bit of inner shiz for y'all today. No, this won't replace tomorrow's inner shiz. But you ever heard of Fred Perry? Gold Digger fame? Well, he made this short animation using the song You Are a Pirate that actually came from LazyTown. Alright, I actually watched the LazyTown video of that same song, and don't judge me! I like the song! I don't like the show, but that song actually ruled. I think it's probably like a techno show for kids? A raver show for kids or something? But yeah. You are a pirate, yar yar fiddy dee, so da, 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 da. It's, just listen to it. In fact, I'm putting it up on the page. It's official, I'm putting it up. Now, for actual pirate history and accurate stuff about pirates, I found this website. It's an image archive, and it also has some information about pirates, some pirate fun. And, you know, it's cool if you like actual pictures, historical-looking pictures. And, of course, Wikipedia Pirates. I mean, it might not be accurate, though, because it is Wikipedia, but... Hey, they have information about everything. They have information about glomping and shit like that. Where else are you going to get that? Also, I have a little video from YouTube of this show I used to really love on Fox Kids back in the day. Anyone remember Peter Pan and the Pirates? With one of the best openings I ever seen in life? Awesome. I used to watch the hell out of that shit. Every afternoon for Fox Kids, it was my favorite. Also, pirateinfo.com has a lot more info than I ever seen. It also has, you know, stuff to buy for if you want to look like a pirate. You know what? In fact, I should go to school with my pirate hat on. I mean, hell, it'll be fun. One of my friends from school does a really great pirate accent, kind of like Jack Sparrow. Yeah, she's awesome. She even has a pirate jacket, I think. Someone has a pirate jacket over there. It was so cool. In fact, I told her about Talk Like a Pirate Day being tomorrow. If not, I'll just tell everyone at school while I talk like a pirate. Oh man, this is going to be awesome. Of course, how am I going to end a geek-related podcast without talking about, you know, Jack Sparrow? Yes, one of the hottest. Oh my god. You know what's weird? I only like Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow. I don't like him just, you know, regular in other movies, except for Edward Scissorhands. But Jack Sparrow? Hot! I remember first seeing the first movie, because I actually got it as a gift on VHS, because I didn't have a DVD player at the time. I'm like, whoa, why didn't I watch this before? Then after watching that about 20 million times, Dead Man's Chest came out. After watching that, World's End came out. They're all awesome. I give them all a thumbs up. Oh, Dead Man's Chest. That was, whoa, damn. The part when the other ship with all those weird looking sea creature people. The minute I saw that, me and my cousin just instantly went, crab people, crab people, crab people. Yeah, if you don't get that reference, watch more South Park, damn it. Alright, I found some pirate webcomics and manga. Man, there's this one called A Tale of Two Pirates. This is the crappiest shit I ever seen. And it hasn't been updated for years, so of course the person, like, faded. I'm not sure what the term is for webcomic people who faded. I know podcasts who fade, we call them pod fade. I don't know, there's not... I'm actually looking for, like, the last 2 days, but I haven't really found any pirate webcomics that are worth talking about. So I'm just, you know, blaming them. Like this other one called Pirates, a comic about pirates. It actually has better art than the web manga one. And it's very random. And it only has, like, what? 7 things in its archives. And it was back in 06. So, of course, it's another webcomic that faded. But it happens to be about pirates. That's probably why it's only being mentioned now. It's never going to be mentioned again. You just look... In fact, don't look at these, because they suck that much. If you do look at it, blame it with all you got. Just put up your middle finger to the screen in hatred. Let's see. You know what? Maybe I should do a decent pirate-themed webcomic. I mean, my art blows some of these guys away, even the manga portion, so, eh. Pirates. Oh, I love pirates. Now, if you could find a pirate anime besides One Piece, just hit me up, because I would like to see it. And not futuristic pirates, not Black Lagoon pirates, not, in other words, you know, typical, we got a ship, we're on the sea, we drink gorg, we have hats, we kill each other with swords and cannons type of piracy. That pirate. If you could find another anime that's not One Piece with that type of stuff, hit me up, because, pirates are cool. Mrs. Jack Sparrow. Yeah, that's me and probably every other pirate girl's dream to screw that. Alright, everyone. I think this is done. This is a short episode. Again, I say this is the special. Hey, wait. Arr, breaking news! Yeah, I said I would stop that. actually found a webcomic while just scrolling around, talking. A decent webcomic. It has story arcs, it looks like. And the art's not terrible. It actually has better artwork than those two I mentioned that I'm going to compare with. Their later art is better. Their early art, needs some work. But I'm looking through the archives at different times. And, actually, I'm putting this up. This is actually okay. It's about time I found one. That's all I needed. I found a webcomic with pirates that doesn't look like, crap. That isn't drawn crappy. Besides, artwork is a very important part of comics. Just as important as the story. I mean, you can have a kick-ass story, but if your art sucks, then who's going to read it? If you have kick-ass art, but your story sucks, who's going to read it? You know? Anyway, I think that's enough of the piracy for today. Remember, on the 19th, September 19th, talk like a pirate! Today, talk like a pirate. Tomorrow, talk normal, but put a little pirate in it just for fun. Yeah, I love pirates. They're so hot. They're so cool. They got Gorg and some rum and they're hot. Yay, yay, yay. All right, that's enough of that. That was annoying. All right, I'm done. That's enough. You've just listened to Vega the Oda Gal. Please go to vegatheodagal.blogspot.com for all the show notes, links, and video. Also in the links, our forums. Thank you, Queshai, for the closing theme. Also email me at vegatheodagal@gmail.com or leave a comment on the Blogspot page. Also, people, remember, there's no such thing as too much anime. Laters.